This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Our war is not on DeSantis. It's on the virus, which we're trying to kneecap. And he does not seem to want to participate in that effort to kneecap the virus.
If you're trying to deny kids a proper in-person education, I'm going to stand in your way. If you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I mean, I know people must like to have their individual freedom and not be told to do something, but I think we're in such a serious situation now.
Well, I live by my rules. I don't live by your rules.
You know, government isn't there to hold your hand every day. Trouble is with the viruses is that you can get fixated on them rather than the goal. The goal is living.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number, if you'd like to call, 844-500-4242. Breaking news from the Daily Mail. Exclusive. Unearthed video shows a naked Hunter Biden claiming Russian drug dealers stole his laptop. This is a different laptop, by the way. This is the third laptop. The first one was the one in Wilmington, Delaware, that was abandoned. The second one they got at the office of what they call disgraced psychiatrist Keith Ablow. I didn't know he was disgraced. He's been a guest on the Howie Carr Show. How disgraced can he possibly be? And this third one, here are just the subheads. Hunter Biden claims Russian drug dealers stole another one of his laptops for blackmail while he was on a drug bender in a Vegas hotel room in 2018. Video obtained by DailyMail.com shows Hunter with a naked hooker in 2019 after filming a sex tape and explaining how he believed his laptop was stolen. Hunter left the camera rolling as he recounted a Las Vegas bender in which he spent 18 days going round from penthouse suite to penthouse suite. That's a quote. The incident would mean Hunter has lost a total of three computers, each likely to hold sensitive information on President Joe Biden. I would assume they got a copy of everything that was on the first computer, the Wilmington computer. That was the one that went to the New York Post, the Rudy Giuliani, and others. So I would assume that they've just been digging. There's so much stuff on that first computer. It's been, 10 months now since it was first unearthed? And they're still digging up new stuff, and I think this is probably some of it. The laptops contain embarrassing pictures, videos, and communications of the president's son. They have videos of me doing this, he said, referring to the film Sex he just finished. And he was also snorting coke with the hooker while he was recording this. They have videos of me doing crazy bleeping sex bleeping, you know? So that's, here's him describing the bat he was on, as the Brits call it. I spent bleeping crazy amounts of money. I was with these guys. One guy was not like you anyway. Each night he'd be there. There's going to be so many people here. Crazy bleeping party. And each night it's nobody. This is when the Russians stole it. He woke up on the last day. They were getting ready. He was with two guys named Miguel and Pierce. I'm sure that was their real names too. Miguel and Pierce. They had cleaned up the entire place, everything okay, and they were getting ready to leave, and I woke up, and there was this Russian 35-year-old, really nice, pure brunette. She refused to leave, and they wouldn't call an ambulance. And they didn't know whether I was dead or not at first. It was after that debauched night he realized his computer might be missing. I think he's the one who stole my computer. I think the three of them, the three guys that were like a little group, the dealer and his two guys, I took them everywhere. bleeping everywhere. Crazy, out of your mind bleep. You know, I wonder how they got in, on Hunter's good side. Could it be the fact that they were drug dealers? The laptop, he said, contains embarrassing pictures, videos, and communications of the president's son. They have quote, they have videos of me doing this, he said, referring to the film Sex he had just finished. They have videos of me doing crazy blah, 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 blah. Anyway, that's the latest. I feel bad for Miranda Devine, the New York Post columnist, former Boston Herald employee when we were both there together in the 1980s. I'm still there. And, you know, she has a book written about the first laptop. I would think that it's pretty close to being finished. It's probably already in galleys. And now what is she going to do? There's nothing worse than, you know, you have a book all done, it's ready to go, and it's going to sell a million copies. And all of a sudden there's new news breaking. It's... How many laptops does he have, says 508? Well, if you keep getting loaded and forgetting where they are, you just have to keep buying more, right? 802, but the important thing is, was Hunter wearing a mask recently at his advanced art school? I know. Let's see. It's 508. It's really easy to see why the Chinese gave him $1.5 billion to manage. Or why the widow of the late Moscow mayor gave him $3.5 million, or why Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company, gave him $1 million a year to be on their board of directors, even though he knew nothing about oil or gas, which was their business, and he had never been to Ukraine and he didn't speak Ukrainian. He was obviously a very valued and valuable member of the board of directors of Burisma. All right, and now he's got a new, and now he's got a new grift going, because you can't keep a good scam artist down, a good flim flam man down. 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. I just wanted to mention here, there's this multi-trillion dollar infrastructure bill. Senate passes $1 trillion infrastructure bill. This was early this morning. They did this in the U.S. Senate, and Manchin voted for it, but he said he said later on today that he is not a big fan of the $3.5 trillion stimulus package. And Nancy Pelosi and the House are saying that they're not going to vote on the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill unless the Senate goes along with the $3.5 trillion bill. And it's not clear whether Nancy Pelosi even has the votes to pass the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, because she only has a 3-vote majority in the House. And there are a lot of the Democrats already hearing the footsteps. They're probably going to be defeated, and they don't want to make it even easier to lose their sinecures, their jobs of a lifetime, by voting for this porculous bill. But anyway, here's just a few of the things that would go for. Of the $1.2 trillion, $110 billion would go towards roads and bridges. So 9% would actually go to infrastructure, even though every headline you read everywhere says it's an infrastructure bill. $66 billion to rail, that means Amtrak mainly. And Amtrak has never turned a profit, by the way. The only place it breaks even is on the Northeast Corridor. The rest of the country, it's just a total waste. And it's not making a profit in the Northeast, the corridor between Boston and D.C. $40 billion to public transit. You know what public transit means? That means electric buses. Yeah, let me read you a story about an electric bus. This is a recent electric bus story from Philadelphia. More than 24 electric Proterra buses first unveiled by the city of Philadelphia in 2016 are already out of operation, according to a local TV station investigation. The entire fleet of Proterra buses, these are the electric buses that they're going to spend billions more on, were removed from the roads by SEPTA, the city's transit authority, in February of last year due to both structural and logistical problems. The weight of the powerful battery was cracking the vehicle's chassis, and the battery life was insufficient for the city's bus routes. So they didn't. The batteries didn't even have enough power to go from, like, say, Dudley to, or excuse me, Nubian Square to Harvard Square. The city.
Man, how many buses would you have on that route to make it feasible?
I don't know.
If there's such a high rate of turnover and slow charging times.
The city paid $24 million for the 25 new Proterra buses, subsidized in part by a federal grant. Of course it did. Proterra, by the way, had Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on its board of directors when Philadelphia pulled the buses off the streets last year. It was a nationwide search, in other words. President Joe Biden visited the Proterra factory in April. Oh, good. I wonder, what do they care, though, right? On a recent visit by Biden to La Crosse, Wisconsin, it was revealed that two buses the city ordered from Proterra for $1.5 million in 2018 have still not been delivered. Two pilot routes, meanwhile back to Philadelphia, two pilot routes selected in South Philadelphia that were relatively short and flat with others in the city. So they couldn't take hills either. It couldn't go up a hill. While others in the city were too much for the electric buses. Even those routes needed buses to pull around 100 miles each day, while the Proterras were averaging just 30 to 50 miles per charge. Per charge, okay. And meanwhile, there's a story today in the Wall Street Journal about gas stations across the country are trying to decide whether they should build electric charging stations and whether it's feasible economically, long term and short term. You know how much it costs to build one of those stations? $100,000. How many charges does it take to make back your $100,000 for an average gas station? A lot is what I'm thinking. And by the way, this bill includes $7.5 billion for electric charging stations. This is the crap that they're paying for. And this is the smaller of the bills. This is only one third as large as the other scam, porculous Democrat constituency group and bundlers payoff legislation that they're, and again, 19 Republicans voted for this thing, including Mitch McConnell. It's pretty pitiful. All right, we'll be back. 844-500-4242. Summer is a time for excitement, and what's more exciting than trying something new? Well, you can with HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, I can try new dishes without the usual hassles of cooking something for the first time. With calorie-smart recipes, I don't have to sacrifice flavor for nutrition while I'm trying to beat the heat this summer. No puzzling over complicated directions or hunting down ingredients I'll only use once. No puzzling over the spice racks in your local supermarket looking for the spice that you've never heard of before. You don't even know how much, which brand to buy, the generic or McCormick's or some other more exotic brand. HelloFresh, on the other hand, will deliver everything right to your doorstep. They offer 50 menu and market items every week, including dinner recipes, ready-to-eat salads, sandwiches, soups, desserts, and so much more. It's 30% cheaper than the supermarkets. It's cheaper than going out to eat, and it's quick and easy. Right, Taylor?
Yeah, we only go to the grocery store now for bare essentials, like breakfast stuff. But even with HelloFresh, you can get breakfast items, go bags, wraps, things like that. Really quick, easy things to do for breakfast. And everything is so easy with HelloFresh. It's great.
And you heard the caller in the first hour, Liz, talking about how their masks are coming back to places like farmers markets. You don't want to deal with masks and Karens and social distancing if it's coming back. Stay away from all Karen-palooza. Get your food from HelloFresh. This summer, they have everything you need to get grilling, including grilling bundles, burger packs, surf and turf packs, and more. This means less shopping and more sizzle. And with pictures, easy-to-follow directions, and pre-measured ingredients, each dish is easier to make than the last. HelloFresh, it's the only way to go, especially if the mask mandates are coming back. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. 14. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
But can I buy your magic bus?
Too much, the magic bus. By the way, I mentioned $7.5 billion in this new bill that was passed last night by the Senate, not out of the House yet. It includes $7.5 billion for the charging stations. It also includes $7.5 billion that would help fund swapping out current school buses and ferries with lower emission replacements. Oh, that's great. So even if you're not in Philadelphia or La Crosse, Wisconsin, if your kid's on a school bus or if you're taking a ferry
to
Martha's Vineyard.
Do we all have to row, or is it just every other row?
Oh boy, that's great. That's great. I used to own a place where I had to get to by ferry in Portland, Maine, Great Nyman Island. It would be nice to have to rely on electric battery powered ferries. Yeah. HelloFresh offers 50 easy to prepare menu and market items every week, plus everything you need to get grilling this summer, and calorie smart recipes so you don't sacrifice flavor for nutrition. Get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping, when you use code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are Democrats going to be able to pass a second $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill?
I don't think so, knock on wood.
39% think that they will be able to do so.
All right. One of the texters wants to know, did they pass the pilot plan to tax drivers by the mile? There was $125 million there for Pete Buttigieg to pass out, the transportation secretary, to set up a pilot program for the annual per mile user fees. Oh, isn't that nice? The per mile user fee. And this is the same time Biden said, despite the fact that this is in there to set up this plan to start putting through a per mile user fee, Biden said today that there'd be no new gas taxes. Cut 7. Okay, here it is. We got it.
One key thing about the infrastructure bill that just passed the Senate is there are no gas tax increases. No gas tax increases.
I guess, you know, he was, you know, shading the truth. There are no new gas tax increases. However, there may be a new gas tax, a per mile per vehicle tax. It's going to be $125 million. This is a pilot program. This is all this, and there's so much stuff in here.
What about a mileage-based tax?
So I think that shows a lot of promise. If we believe in that so-called user pays principle, the idea that part of how we pay for roads is you pay based on how much you drive, the gas tax used to be the obvious way to do it. It's not anymore. So a so-called vehicle miles traveled tax or mileage tax, whatever you want to call it, could be a way to do it.
What is the gas tax? I thought that was a user tax. How about the tolls? How about in Massachusetts, the excise tax on a car? I think those are user taxes, all of them. Justin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Howie. How's it going?
Good.
Well, I have a question. I'm kind of caught in between Jeff Deal. I guess he's running against Baker next year for governor.
Yeah, if Baker runs, that's still a big question.
If Baker runs, right.
Yeah.
And Baker is for the TCI, the Transportation
Climate Initiative. Right.
And which Jeff Deal believes it's going to raise gasoline prices through the roof.
Right. It could, according to Tufts University study, it could raise Massachusetts gas tax, the state gas tax, from 24 cents to 62 cents. And Baker's for that. Baker wants to do that. Scott Brown says he's quitting his job as dean of the New England School of Law And he says he's getting back into politics, but apparently he is not, repeat, not planning to run for governor. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I just want to read you a little bit more about what's in this $1.2 trillion. And again, it's one-third the size of the one they want to push through, the one the squad is demanding. This is from the Wall Street Journal. The trillion-dollar infrastructure bill will fuel inflation. And again, these are just little parts of the bill. It's thousand. The big bill is 2,700 pages long. This bill is over 1,000 pages long. Here it is. There are other hidden inflationary forces in the bill. This is the smaller one. A persistent driver of inflation is the regulatory cost of doing business, and the bipartisan quote unquote infrastructure bill is filled with new regulations. Now, this isn't just on cars. The bill would mandate new cars to have breathalyzer and eye-tracking technology to prevent drunk driving. Climate technology for preventing children from being accidentally left in vehicles on hot days. Safety technology for automatic emergency braking and crash avoidance systems. Lane departure warnings and corrections. Specialized rear guards on certain types of vehicles. Automatic shutoff systems and more. The bill also requires the Transportation Department to update the regulations covering car seats, vehicle headlights, hoods, and bumpers, and to provide more stringent enforcement of auto regulations.
All of this stuff just makes cars suck even more. We have a one-year-old vehicle, and it has emissions standards on it. When you auto start it, the factory auto starter,
right,
it doesn't stay on for any more than 10 minutes, and it's so efficient, it barely warms up in the dead of winter during that 10 minutes. So you got to go out and start it yourself after that,
right,
10 minutes.
And with the old style cars, basically any garage on any corner in the country could do most of the repairs. To repair any of the things I just mentioned, you're going to need to take it back to a dealer. And it's going to cost you, not only to buy, the initial outlay is going to be a lot more. We're talking into Tesla territory, which is they're okay with because they want to force you into Tesla or other electric vehicles. But the cost of repairing is going to be out of sight as well. And again, I'm just cherry picking stuff here. We'll do more as we go along. 844-500-4242. Speaking of which, the other day, Florida said the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, was lying about saying that Florida had a record number of infections. Again, not deaths, not hospitalizations, just infections. They said there
were fake news.
They said there were 30,000. Well, guess what? CDC has admitted they lied about the Florida's overcount on Sunday.
I'm shocked.
I know. They said that they had 30,000 cases on Sunday. It was actually 15,000 cases. They just put everything together to make it look really, really bad. Okay? So this is, you can't believe anything these people say. Nothing. 844-500-4242. This is Andrew Sullivan on CNN. He's this gay activist and writer, and he works for Substack now. He quit New York Magazine. He's kind of liberal libertarian, but he's a free thinker, shall we say, and he's not in touch with the woke community. And so he's telling Anderson Cooper that all this nonsense, especially about kids, is just insane. Cut two.
The risk is really very small to children. If you're 18 times more likely to drown if you're ages 1 to 5 than to die of COVID. And I think putting it in some sort of perspective for children, which is it's not that serious a disease at all. It's like a bad cold. The immunocompromised are going to be, unfortunately, vulnerable for a long time. This now, we now know, is a virus that transmits from vaccinated people. So we're going to have to live with this thing. We're going to have to be vaccinated consistently against it because it's not going away and it's going to be here. And the goal is not to pursue an illusory victory over the virus, but to learn how to live with it and actually live fully alongside it.
We've never eliminated a virus in the past. What makes us think we can eliminate this one, which we've been told for a year and a half, is the Black Death redux. It's absurd. By the way, another lie. It's more transmissible than chickenpox. Even NPR is calling BS on that one. That's more lies from the CDC. More lies. Cut four from Andrew Sullivan on CNN last night.
You know, government isn't there to hold your hand every day. The government has a responsibility to give you the means to protect you and your family from this. Once they've done that, it's a free country. You get to live.
No. What are you, a deplorable?
Your papers, please.
844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Just a couple of things about your bus. We had one in Hartford years ago that cost almost $2 million. It was a fuel cell bus. They had to put this fuel cell on top of the bus so it could barely navigate any street in Hartford. And, of course, the most it ever filled up was with four or five people. At $2 a fare, it'll take 2,000 years to pay off the bus, assuming it's still on the road in 2,000 years. That's just one point. The other point, though, Howie, I think you forget is on these charging station boondoggle. In New England, apparently, and especially in Connecticut, they could put it all the charging stations they want. What they haven't told you is the amount of power they're going to need to fill these charging stations all the time.
Right.
There isn't enough power in the grid in New England right now to handle our normal power in Massachusetts and Connecticut. We have to bring it down from Quebec, which costs us more because these knuckleheads want to close all the nuclear plants and replace them with wind farms in Block Island and solar panels in Vermont.
I know.
So they're going to put these stations in, and we don't have the ability or the electricity to charge the charging stations.
I know. That's why, Chris, that's why for years I've been calling these electric vehicles coal-fired vehicles. That's what they are, basically, isn't it? Or, you know, now they've switched over to natural gas, but they want to get rid of natural gas, too, just like they want to get rid of coal, you know?
They wouldn't survive without state subsidy from us. And that will all become very apparent when they get in the car, they turn it over, and it doesn't start because the windmills aren't turning in Block Island.
Well, Chris, out in California, you know, they have the EV mandates. They're way ahead of the rest of the country in, you know, forcing people to buy them or trying to force people to buy them. And a couple weeks ago, Gavin Newsom's administration said, can you not charge your EV except at night because there's not enough electricity to provide for the charges. So who is buying a car where you can't even fill it up? And another problem with it is, Chris, you probably know this, you sound like you're up on this, is people don't want to pull over to the side of the road and spend 30 minutes at least recharging when they can just pull into a gas station and fill up in 2 or 3 minutes.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Yeah, he claims he's driving a Tesla. Thanks for the call, Chris. This is more stuff on Cuomo. Again, this was from EJ McMahon. He's from the Manhattan Institute about what Cuomo did with energy. And it's all about nuclear power and hydrofracking. Once safely past his 2014 reelection, Mr. Cuomo outlawed hydrofracking in gas-rich western and southern tier regions of upstate New York, consistently the weakest economic performers in the state. And some of this area where it was banned is right next door to Pennsylvania, where Pennsylvania's been in an energy boom for the last few years because they don't outlaw fracking. In pursuit of a radical California-style environmental agenda, his administration blocked natural gas pipeline expansions like the one Chris was talking about and forced closure of the Indian Point nuclear power plant, which was providing a quarter of New York City's electricity, even as it extended ratepayer subsidies to nuclear plants upstate. Because upstate, nobody cared. But, you know, to be PC, you know, to deal with his brother's neighbors down in the Hamptons, they shut down the Indian Point nuclear plant. I mean, this is insane. And he's being portrayed as a moderate. Maybe he's a moderate compared to what's coming next. But he's definitely not a moderate. And, you know, he was elected as a moderate, as E.J. McMahon says in his column today. But he was a hard leftist at the end. Buddy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
On this charging station, right, you take the one in Westboro, the Mass Pike.
Yeah.
They got one there, and there must be about eight or ten charging places. And
yeah.
I go by this place probably twice, three times a week, and I never see a car there.
The one I go by is at the Whole Foods in Market in Wellesley, and they're all the PC supermarkets, not just Whole Foods, now have these charging stations. And you know what, buddy? Same thing. I never see anybody in them. Do you? You know?
No. It's like this. You know, I go back sometimes four times a week. And this morning I went back. I was going to New York, and it was one van there. So I don't know what kind of van it was, mm-hmm. but I don't know if it was he was charging it or not, because I couldn't see the plug going in the goddamn thing. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay. You know, the thing is, you know, you're driving to New York, and you got to get there. Do you, and you need fuel. Do you want to spend 30 minutes or an hour at the charging station, or do you want to just pull into a pump and fill up in 2 minutes or 3 minutes? I think the answer is pretty obvious. The same thing with Amtrak. You know, Amtrak is a good way to go between New York and Boston or New York and Washington. Well, it is, if you don't mind the spotty internet, very spotty internet service, and you don't really have to be at that business meeting on time. If you have to be at the business meeting on time, you're better off taking a camel or a donkey than you are on Amtrak. Because Amtrak is, anything can go wrong with Amtrak. Ugh. I think I've told you this once. I was going down to New York, and a tree fell across the track in Connecticut, and there were a million guys on the train, and we all said, we all got to get to New York. Why don't we go outside and move the log? We could do it. We could have done it easy. It was a rotten tree on top of everything else. No, it's union. It's union. Nobody leaves nobody leaves these cars. And we had to wait 2 hours till some union crew rolled out to get rid of it. Great Amtrak. It's wonderful. Just ask Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car, would you? So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified, cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr has ditched the big tech overlords and taken his show to Rumble. Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
I could still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. People are talking on the text line about these electric vehicles and the charging stations. 781 says, what happens when there's an accident on the highway and there's a two-hour backup and the EVs run out of power? A lot of tow trucks will be needed. Hadn't even thought about that one. Here's one, 603. The Dunkin' Donuts in Ashland, New Hampshire has like 8 charging stations in their parking lot. They only have about 3 regular parking spots left now. And most of them are probably for handicaps, right? And there is never anyone charging their car there. 207. I was in Weymouth before my mom passed and went to the Tufts Library. They have a charging station. I asked the librarian how many people use it. She said it's been used once since they installed it 11 years ago. I know. 413. What happens with electric cars when a hurricane unfortunately hits land and wipes out power for weeks? At least the gas stations have generators. Yeah, you know, that's right. Florida 2006 on the East Coast. I know it's been worse more recently on the West Coast, but Palm Beach lost power for like, I don't know, 8 days, something like that. And when I lived in Acton, Massachusetts, we lost power once for a week. Well, how do you charge your car? What do you do? You still got to go to work, right? Even if you have no power at the house, how do you get there? 844-500-4242, and don't tell me commuter rail. There's another disaster that I'm sure is getting subsidized big time in this boondoggle, porculous bill. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, let me preface what I'm saying, that I generally agree with you that the electric buses and cars are impractical. The electric buses, they have natural gas electric generators on them. And electric vehicles for tradesmen like landscapers, electricians, bringing stuff to a job site and back, that works. And short-range commuting, it works.
Yeah, but I mean, do you... You know, even if you have a short-range commute, at some point you're going to want to go more than 100 miles, aren't you, Mark? What are you going to do then?
A second car? I don't...
See, that's my point. Who can virtue signal by buying 2 cars when they only need 1 car? I don't know. I mean, if it were practical... If they could get the technological advances to make these things really competitive, but they're all subsidized. I got to read you in the next hour about the subsidies for these electric cars. It's just amazing, and it's not getting reported anywhere. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Mark. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, Harvey?
Good.
I don't want to say nothing where I live. It's old Exit 7, Ludlow, Mass. we just built a $60 million school, brand new school, and we all noticed there's 6 charging stations out there for electric cars. But there's no credit card, no debit card. It's all free.
I've been saying for years, Paul, when I go to that Whole Foods, I don't like to go to that Whole Foods. I rather go to Market Basket, but when I just need a few things, I go to the Whole Food and I see that electric charging station. I say, why can't I get a free fill up? Why do I have to go across the street to the mobile station? I'm with you, Paul. Why is it free? I'm sure, you know what though? I'll bet that the new laws in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the People's Republic, require that all public buildings have these electric charging stations, but why can't they charge for them? You know, they charge for everything, every other damn thing in this state. Why are the charging stations free? I'm with you, Paul. Take that up at the town meeting. I'm Howie Carr.